Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German language podcast, Christian Drastili, Wiener Börsesport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 47 was a good week for ATXTR, which gained 1.3%. The best stocks were Power, with 7.7% up in front of SBO, 5.3%, and Telekom Austria, 3.9%. And the following stocks performed worst: S-IMO with a minus of 6.8%, Marinomed with a minus of 5.6%, and Varimbex with a minus of 4%. We had an index change. Strabag was added to the Austrian national indices ATX and ATXDR as of November the 24th, and replaced S-IMO. The decision for the exclusion was taken by the Urgent Action ATX Committee. Considering the takeover offer made by CPI Property Group to the shareholders of S-IMO AG, it was decided to remove S-IMO. Further news came from Immofinanz, Marinomed, Diaimo, Frequentis, Immofinanz again, SBO, UBM, Wiener Berger, and Rosenbauer. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison. Yeah.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 47, Monday. Immofinanz, Austrian-based real estate company Immofinanz, enters into negotiations with its core shareholder CPI Property Group concerning the acquisition of shares in S-IMO. Currently, Immofinanz directly holds approximately 26.49% of S-IMO. CPI Property Group directly holds 52.7% of S-IMO, which may further increase as a result of CPI Property Group's mandatory takeover offer over S-IMO. A potential acquisition of shares in S-IMO by Immofinanz from CPI Property Group would be envisaged to take place by the end of 2022. The potential transaction would involve at least 17,305,012 shares in S-IMO, approximately 23.51%. For the purchase price, a long-term financing by CPI Property Group to Immofinanz should take place. With this acquisition, Immofinanz would complete a long-term strategic goal and proceed with the consolidation of both companies to capture future mutual synergies. Marinomed by Otec, an Austrian science-based biotech company with globally marketed therapeutics, reported today strong financial results for the first 9 months of the financial year 2022. Revenues for the first 9 months of 2022 increased to €7.1 million compared to the previous year, 2021 €5.7 million, plus 24%. Out of Marinomed's three business segments, virology, immunology, and other, which includes Solve4U, the virology segment recorded the largest portion of revenues with sustained high sales of the virus blocker Carragelose. The operating result, EBIT, amounted to €-3.8 million, which marks an improvement over the same period in 2021, 2021, €-5.2 million. Net loss for that period was €5.8 million compared to €6.3 million and in the first 9 months of 2021. The company expects Carragelose revenues in the double-digit million range, but an operating loss for 2022. Given the promising progress in its partnerships, Marinomed plans to reach operating profitability in the medium term. Tuesday, Vienna Stock Exchange, Strabag will be added to the Austrian National Index ADX as of November 24, 2022, and will replace S-IMO. The decision for the exclusion was taken by the Urgent Action ATX Committee, considering the takeover offer made by CPI Property Group, CPI to the shareholders of S-IMO AG. It was decided to remove S-IMO AG from the ADX in the event of further tendering of S-IMO AG shares to CPI. CAMO sells 7 office buildings in Bucharest to Pevel Holding. The sales price achieved represents a discount of around 3% to the book value as of June 30, 2022. The transaction is not subject to any further conditions and the closing will therefore take place shortly after the signing, along with the properties. The Romanian CAMO team was also taken over by the buyer. The portfolio comprises approximately 165,000 sqm of total gross leasable area, GLA, and €30.4 million of annualized gross rental income. Frequentis and Aub recently signed an innovation partnership to research hangar-based automated drone flights in Austria. The focus of the cooperation will be on the prevention of railway incidents through routine maintenance flights, leading to early detection of damage to infrastructure, natural hazard management, monitoring route availability, as well as emergency management at major events. VIG, the Vienna Insurance Group, has received the Austrian Sustainable Building Council, ONI certificate for its building at Sinjarstrasse 8 in Vienna's first district. This is the first time that a historic Viennese Sinjarstrasse apartment building has clearly fulfilled the climate protection requirements of the EU taxonomy regulation that came into force in 2021. VIG already has two other city center properties in Vienna awaiting completion of the conformity check and is working on the taxonomy compliance of its entire real estate portfolio. Wednesday, CAMO, a property group specializing in high-quality office space, recorded a slight increase in rental income by plus 2.5% to €158.1 million in the first 9 months of 2022. Consolidated net income after 9 months rose by 40% to €267.5 million, driven among other things by a strong revaluation result, €180.40 million. The positive development in the third quarter was mainly due to the good letting business and the takeover of two project completions into the own portfolio. Following the strong first 9 months, CAMO confirms its earnings forecast for 2022 and expects recurring earnings, FFOI, of more than €125 million. Immofinanz, Austrian-based real estate group Immofinanz, reached rental income of €216.9 million, previous year's period €216.4 million. The results of asset management improved by 3.2% to €168.4 million. And sustainable FFO1 from the standing investment business, including the SMO dividend, rose by more than 15% to €115.9 million. Net profit equaled €248.6 million, -15.9%. Based on the results for the first three quarters of 2022 and the retail property acquisitions made at the end of September, Immofinanz expects FFO1 before tax of approximately €135 million for the full 2022 financial year. Thursday, SBO, Schoeller Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment, SBO, sales in the first 9 months of the year climbed to €361.3 million, up 73% year-on-year. EBIT increased by 350%, standing at €72.6 million, and profit after tax grew sixfold to €55.3 million. Net liquidity rose to €37.8 million and gearing improved further to -8.5%. CEO Gerald Grohmann, we are growing in all regions and product areas and see the best development in around a decade. Thus, we are heading for an extremely strong year. UBM, real estate developer UBM, generated total output of €318.9 million in the first three quarters of 2022, Q January 3, 2021, €340.4 million, EBT amounted to €16.6 million and was lower than the comparable prior year value of €46.2 million. Net profit of €14.3 million represented a decline compared with the €35.9 million recorded in the first three quarters of 2021. Wienerberger succeeded in further improving its ESG ranking, achieving a new top score for its ESG management and winning its first gold medal. Among all companies of the sector rated by EcoVadis worldwide, Wienerberger ranks among the top 4% in its overall score and even among the top 1% for its sustainable procurement. Friday, SMO, at its meeting, the supervisory board of SMO AG prematurely extended the mandate of management board member Herwig Teufelsdorfer until December 31, 2025. Herwig Teufelsdorfer has been a member of the management board of SMO AG since April 2021. Karin Rest, chairwoman of the supervisory board, comments, after the management board of SMO AG underwent a number of changes in recent weeks, it was all the more important to us to send a clear signal of continuity and stability by extending this mandate. Immofinanz, real estate company Immofinanz, has sold the rights for joint use of the development concept for sustainable and affordable housing over single-story buildings to Dietmar Reindl. This innovative residential concept will now be expanded to include implementation by this former Immofinanz executive board member under his own flag outside the Immofinanz group. IMO Finance retains the right to implement the concepts on its own properties at any time and remains the owner of the On Top Living brand. Rosenbauer, the supervisory board of Rosenbauer International AG, the world's leading manufacturer of protective and preventive firefighting and disaster protection technology, has appointed Markus Richter, 60, as new chief financial officer. Richter succeeds Sebastian Wolf in this function, who moved to the top of the group as the new CEO in August and continued to manage the finance division on an interim basis. Richter will join Rosenbauer's executive board on December 1, 2022. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.